Yebo, Zimbabwe muhle, mthakazo muhle, muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamtshela intshongo yethu, Championship League, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Kwazwe, muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamtshela intshongo yethu, Championship League, che The Connection, chandinokupakurai, nemsechi piri choga. Nasi Zimbabwe muhle, lamhlanje, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Orley. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela intshongo yethu, Championship League, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Nasi intshongo lamhlanje kuhlelo. Tonight on The Connection, we continue a discussion that we kicked off last week on the protests that are being organized by the MDC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, Zimbabwe muhle, thus far, these protests have been very unsuccessful. Sibone ukuthi, thus far, there have been 3 scheduled protests, none of them successful. EHarare, mhlaka 16, unsuccessful. Ngontuthu zathunxa, Bulawayo, izolo, unsuccessful. And Gweru was scheduled next, njalo, unsuccessful. These protests have been blocked by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, ZRP, as a result of a prohibition order. Now, this is what led to the cancellation of these protests in Bulawayo, njalo eHarare, njalo Gqeberha. However, eHarare, in the country's capital, we still saw a couple of people injured and a couple of people taking a beating from the police. As for Bulawayo, izolo, we saw the city bekugcwele amaphoyisa ndawo zonke, phese pamnochoka babanguzara amapolisa. The same applies to Gqeberha thus far. Throughout this entire time, we've also seen activists such as Pride Mukono being arrested. We've seen politicians such as Honorable Thabisa Khumalo being arrested. Njalo sesibone abantu abasakhulayo, young politicians such as Mnumzana Blessing Kanotunga and Masiza Ndlovu abducted and tortured. This is by people that they believe ukuthi laba ama state security agents. Before we delve deeper into tonight's program, Thakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's take a look at these young gentlemen, give us an account ukuthi kahle what exactly happened to them when they were abducted and tortured. Let's take a look.
Mshemo kwenye darara, wakasuko mutoa mkazi wangu, chakutanga waka ndi funza, kutindi zaidi identify, tega wa identify, wachindi funza wakati iwewe, juu tuti ya pesa nomo mfakosiga, mfakosi maitambi yuko ukarenza zilimu, chicha mmoja mpyo anachamisa, tega cha mnoleve, tega cha usuda kutaura, sada daro, tega wakati anaka motokari, pana angari motokari wakabuda, kwa hivyo ni pwani zaidi, kwa hivyo ni motokari. Wawe ya wazi tura apaka baile kiseo ye red yengeni number plate yengeni sina number plate kumashure yaka mila paketi pangu waka paka tafuti what they did to me wana kabada futa ayisa luzira kote ninja kipana hapa ayisa nda de futi pinda motika ndoba na pinda motika the three of them waka kara ni kumashure the fourth one waka kara konga pina driver immediately papa waka lipa nipa command shakanzi jikisa msoro wako basi nisino jikisawada ina bandoro wale jira kati since it was kata motika batirai wane kaka green color chila ilo nisino jikwenda kumariba police station ofuji ina nadu ita utikana pa elia shana kaka nisa shiriku nze kumtemo they were supposed to divide the same police but chanda ilo elwa shokuna vanya ya utahura nile kuti mautu kwa kunzi jisema chia pesi nina chamisa utahura ya tukudi munofunga kutu munofisa ya munangako munofunga munofisa ED manji tunakuzuona iwewe pako papela tukuno kura ya kana chamisa achizotonga achamutonga siwa munengo wa mkwa
izo olo around basi teni country park ila kwenye sara kona kuchucha matota wana abefika teni afika kabisi pari kwenye mpopo ama AK-47 na kutusoni wafika bati gimi lala pazi wangi wopa ngele mba meso iwa atachi foni yami iwa atata telefoni kankosika zwani then after that ni wonese mpakati we mota ukutipa mpaka msenjani angwonanga imota ya entwali leo angzangi iwone ngiphakathi kwemota angilele ngikhangele phansi. Imota yahamba i-distance engeke ngisho njengoba nakade ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Wafika esikhathini sokuthi ngayizwa ukuthi imota leyi isihamba ku-dust road. Then abantu labana bafika bangikhipha emoteni. So ngithe nginanzelela ngabona ukuthi imota zakhona bezintathu. After that laba bantu baqalisa ukungibuza imibuzo. Bengathi nje bakhuluma ngemthwakazi. Oqala ukumbuza bekhuluma isiNdebela. Esithi ye kathi wayele zonke imthwakazi. Ngoba thina singabe imthwakazi. Wayele faka amashona kobulawayo. After that basebengena ke phezu kodaba. Ukuthi amarongeshini enu siyawazi. So lapho esikufuna ukuthi wena usitshele iqiniso. Ngoba ungasitshela amanga siza kubulala. Lina mhla ka-16 umhlangano la wenzela ngaphi? Mina ngathi hayi mhla ka-16 anzange yona umhlangano yawenzayo. Baqala ukundinda. Baqala ukundinda bebembopha izandla bezophe ngemuva. Konke le nyawo ngikhangele phansi.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was our Blessing Kanutunga and Masiza Ndlovu, both young politicians who are with the MDC. Human rights violations in Zimbabwe, ilo lutaba ulikone kutwini lamhlanje, ndiyo nyaya chukukurukura muchirongwa. If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe, linga sikhuma ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Ndiyo number yamokhwalisa undifonera live pamepo. Ati mokhwalisa tinyorera zvekare tsamba dzenyu pa WhatsApp pa number dzinoti +12024650318. Ngiyapinda njalo ku WhatsApp sikhona +12024650318. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency sikhona njalo ku 4930 njalo ku 15460 kHz go short wave. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, for our internet fanatics, siyasakaza live on our three web pages, www.voashona.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com, tirukutepenyira zvakare pa www.voandebele.com. And for our Facebook fanatics, ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi abantu sebeqala ukungena kuhlelo mapinda no one way ukuthi notenda zvikuru. For our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. Sakamusakangana kushaya chirongwa muchisa mahats kana muchiterera zvakanaka chirongwa, uyezve muchisa namba kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatisangane ipanda pa chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Ove.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At BigMike3 is the username ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram. Kodwa mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle msambanye uko ku Twitter neku Instagram. For the next hour ndiri pano pa ma page edu matatu pa Facebook pa VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. So sikhona lapha, bhalani imibono yenu, bhalani imilayezelo yenu. Once again Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamuchira nchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything related. So Zimbabwe Muhle, soon after the incident that happened in Mhlaka 16 ngoLwesihlanu last week, the United Nations addressed the situation in Zimbabwe. Bekhangela udaba lwemalungelo abantu, nyaya yema human rights mu Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at Mr. Rupert Colville of the UN. Let's hear ukuthi yena what did he have to say last week.
On Zimbabwe, it's a fast-changing situation. I understand today's planned protests have just been called off. following a High Court decision earlier this morning upholding a government ban on the demonstrations that was announced yesterday. However, with opposition demonstrations still likely to take place in Zimbabwe in the near future, we urge the government to find ways to continuously engage with the population about their legitimate grievances on the economic situation and to stop cracking down on peaceful protesters. If such demonstrations go ahead, we urge the security forces and protesters to ensure they proceed calmly and without any violence. We're deeply concerned by the socio-economic crisis that continues to unfold in Zimbabwe. While acknowledging efforts made by the government, the international community and the UN in Zimbabwe to mitigate the effects of the crisis and reform process, the dire economic situation is now impacting negatively on the realization of economic and social rights of millions of Zimbabweans. Long-term neglect and structural deficiencies have contributed to hyperinflation, resulting in soaring prices for fuel, food, transport, and health services, which is having a dramatic impact on the population and particularly on marginalized working-class people. The fact that key commodities and services have become less affordable for poor families means there is an increasing need for strong social protection measures. And around 5 million Zimbabweans, or one-third of the total population of some 16 million, are now estimated to be in need of humanitarian aid. So that's a huge proportion. Ahead of today's planned protest, which has now been called off at the last minute, there were worrying reports of threats against citizens who wish to exercise their right to express their opinions of the economic situation via peaceful protests, with allegations of increased surveillance of and threats against civil society organizations by state agents.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Rupert Colville of the United Nations. +12024650318 is the number to text WhatsApp. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo kana mchilo pina mchirongwa. Asi, mkwane sa utifuanera jekare live pamepo pana papa chirongwa chelu. Chevechidiki. +12026192077. Nyaye, yatu bata, nasi human rights munyika. So last week takaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvichitika uko kuHarare vanhu vachiita zvekupondwa vachiita zvekurohwa nemapurisa abantu bebhaxabulwa namapurisa. Hai, sithi hai namhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo njengoba it was young people who were being beaten by amapurisa. Sibone ukuqakathekile ukuthi siluthinte udaba lolu kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So let's head over to our panelists ethu Zimbabwe Muhle. Let me head over to my first guest joining me live ecingweni from ngale eZimbabwe nguThobekihle Mathimbe. Mzwane Thobekihle, zviri kufamba here sisi? Thobekihle.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu chechidiki.
Andizi ka tinatenda.
Aiwa tukufarai kuva nemi nhasi muchirongwa. Ngati bva itato nyatso zeyanya iri muchirongwa nasisi. Totangira pa nezvakaitika nemusi wechishanu last week uko kuHarare. We saw police bebhaxabula vachinyatsorova vanhu zvechokwadi. You guys as an organization, you are with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. How did you guys process what happened last week Friday?
Well, it seems like I was going to say that I was going to enjoy my rights and demonstrate in the section. 59 of the Constitution, even right here with assemble, Irimo, Section 58 of the Constitution. So, Taita is at least the kana temo iripo kana the mapurisa kana chita o exercise right here of the Irimo Constitution. If you have to get security, one exercise o shripam temo, shisinga konzeri kukuara mum irivan. So, here it's not a serious bodily injury or even death. So, tichiona kuti isusu itakata isa even mtemo, tichiasa posa, ino my regulations as well, section 29, kuti tichinua wangazwa ni mapurisa, mapurisa akangu kukosa serious bodily injury or death. So, shunza kanga ziri, shunza kanga shineta fani nekuo navanu, wachituwa madragnet, atasa madragnet arrest, wana wachikumbiwa, wachisungwa newe, wanenge wari innocent, wanenge wari mu crowd, imo momo, wanenge wasina uja, waita, shakaipa. So isusu tivande ma human rights concern yetu ndiye kuona kuti ma rights anenge akachengetedzeka vanhu vachikwanisa kuita enjoying their rights.
Now, Tobegile, let's go to the actual protest, to the actual incident. On Thursday, we heard Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati Wachita, we're issuing a prohibition order. Don't go protesting at Harare. But still, abantu baze bapuma ngobunengi bawo, and they went to go protest. Now, of course, you know, I've spoken to different people. They've argued that, you know, the force that was used was very unnecessary. It was too much. Mm-hmm. However, in the first instance, the police had already warned people saying, don't do it, because if you do it, you have to face the wrath of the law of the land. As a human rights organization, how do you guys take those words?
Well, as a human rights organization, when we are looking at using the provisions of the law, we look at the letter of the law. When we're looking at even the wording of Section 29 of OSA, it talks about even when people find themselves, you know, gathering, even if we are to even call it an unlawful gathering and people are gathering, the law still, you know, prescribes what should be done in that instance by the police themselves. The police must still work within the confines of the law. They should be able to, you know, to use, even if they are going to employ the use of force, that force should actually be proportionate to the object of the dispersal. Mm-hmm. They cannot just, kana vachichengetedza nyararo vachichengetedza nyararo zvakanaka asi vachichengetedza kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vachiita maprotest kumeka sure kuti maweapons avanoshandisa haasi kukoza serious bodily injury or death. So tichitaita maproclamation ekudeclare zvinhu zviri over masimba avo zvine zvizvi zvinotinetsa isusu se organization. Towanikwa isusu tichiita call on even masecurity agents kuti aiwa ishandisai masimba ame makapiwa neconstitution. Constitution inokupai masimba ekuprotecta security, but constitution inokupai kuti mushande within even constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Tocha kurova vanhu arbitrary arrest zvinhu zvisingatenderwi even neconstitution, zvisina tsigiro yeconstitution.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvinhu zvese zvinoitika zvinofanirwa kuitika nenzira yakanaka, nzira ine gwara remutemo mukuru wenyika.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tobe, ngicela ubambe kancane. Can you just hold on the line hoti ngithathe mlaleli nithole mthelele, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, I guess. Right, Zimbabwe muhle, liyamuza nangu unkosazana Thobelihle. Thobekile, sengithi Thobelihle. Thobekile Mathimbe. Kodwa hoti ngiqala ngithathe umlaleli ndithole mthelele, and I'll go back to unkosazana. Kola kola mtereri ndimo kutanga hapa kupinda mchirongwa ngokala yola mshanje kushelo aripa chirongwa aripa rinare ndia
nakadi ndia retenda
mushe ndia naru kupinda mchirongwa nasi
ndia retendo
mati ndia ni
retendo yes
mkoma retendo zuru fambe Saka ndimi kamukoma muri kupinda muchirongwa, tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kuda nhasi muchirongwa.
Zvichitevera zvakaitika musi wechishanu, vaireporta ivo kuti musi wechipiri, musi wa 13, kwakaonekwa mota dzaifamba dzisina manumber plate dzichithrowa magrenade stones nemahurricane ekutaridza kuti zvombo. But to my own surprise, havana kubata mota idzo dzekuti vavhazerudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka on the other side, zvinotaridza kuti mapurisa masoja vadare nesosi mahaikoti nekumalokoti uko vari kushandisiwa nebato rezano PF vachiita zvisiri pamutemo. Zviri kuda kuzama kungovhiringidza zvinenge zvichirongwa nevamwe. Saka tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti kana tichichema zvapinzike zvichemo zvedu. Izvo zviri kutaura chokwadi, hama dzevanhu vezano PF nehama dzevanhu veMDC nehama dzevanhu vemapato wose dziri kuninga shoshe nemuromo. Nekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu maronemugarira vakaita munyika Saka hei kuti vanda kufara vachigara voga here kana zvirizvo dhanga vaunganidza hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo dzinovatigira vechivasapota izvozvo kuitira kuti hakune rimwe divi riri kuguta hari nyange richikane zvaro nekuti mvura kana ichinaya mumwaka wayo hainai nyika yose rimwe divi rinogutwa rimwe divi rinofane zvaro.
Zvino musati maenda mukoma rutendo ndachida kuziva kuti imi pache zvenyu muri kurudzira here vanhu kuti vaendere mberi nechirongwa vachiratidzira?
Chingangoita kuti tisazokurudzira kwato wekutotya nyange tichida hedu nemhaka yekuti ropa riri kudoka rakawanda kana takuti tiratidzire havazorimwe nekutowedzera mutemo vanenge vane nekutowedzera mutemo webato yatoisa kumitemo yenyika.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma rutendo, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa handesi.
Ndatenda hangu.
Right, zulukandaba liya muzwa nangu mnumzana urutendo uyangena kuhlelo uthi hayi into yokuqala, one thing he really highlighted is ukuthi people are suffering elizweni akula ndaba ukuthi ungowebandla lephi. Abe ZANU bayakhala, abe MTC bayakhala, abe MTCT bayakhala, wonke umuntu elizweni uyakhala. Ngiphinde ngambuza udaba lokuthi yena ubona ngani kumele abantu baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela. Wathi hayi abantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayasaba, they are fearing ngenxa yokuthi sebelahlekelwe elizweni. A lot of people have lost, you know, impilo, abantu have lost i-property ngezinto ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikuzonto nemthereri. I have another caller ecingweni. Let me go to my second caller and hear ukuthi ngibani okhona kuhlelo. Caller mthereri, usungenele kuhlelo mapinda mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki ari parunhare ndiani?
Osecingweni uristeli moyo.
Moyo, unjani bhuti wami?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba, kunjani nawe baba?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile moyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngijabulile nokuthi namhlanje ngizela ngamukela shwakade ngangiloke ngizama baba.
Ah, nanti thuba moyo, nanti thuba. Usiqhuma kuphi?
Ngiqhuma ngise elowagwelo esikombingo.
Oh, elowagwelo. Hayi, sikuzwile baba. So awusheleke moyo ukuthi yini umbono wakho ngodouble khona ekodweni namhlanje?
Hey, madoda, isimo sinzima, isimo sibuhlungu. Sikhathazekile kakhulu kodwa nxa la madoda esithi bona isimo sizaba ngcono, thina ubungcono bangkhona kade sathenjisa ubungcono, kodwa ubungcono bangkhona kasihlangane nabo.
Kodwa nangu umphathi ntambo uMinister Mthuli Ncube uthi hayi kuzaba kuhlungu before kuba kamnandi, before abantu baqala ukukholisa, kuthiwa ama-policies that have been set up by uhulumende bona they are going to have a pinch, kuzaba kuhlungu kancane before izinto ziba mnandi.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa shuwa, ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, kodwa sesiye isikhathi eside sithengiswa ize neze, kusese nogono kwakukhulunywa same language, kathesi futhi kukhulunywa same language, sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba okubonwa ngabanye abanye kabakuboni yikho kuzisa kakhulu ubuhlungu. And sithola amagabha avuzayo, abantu kakulayo lutho abaludlayo, into zikhwelile azithengeki. So ngiyamangala ukuthi kathesi bakhuluma ngokuthi bona bethi bona ukutshengisela kuyabe bekusephula ilungelo labanye abantu. Laba abathengiselayo-ke elabo ilungelo baliyethulwa yini? Yikho lapho kulombuzo wami khona ukuthi laba-ke abakhalayo bona elabo ilungelo nxa bevinjwa ukuthi bengakhali, elabo ilungelo bona aliyephulwa yini? Kanti okwenza ukuthi bona kube yibo abathi bona betshela abanye okokwenza, sokumele silandele khona lokho, nanxa kukubi sokumele silandele. Eyi madoda, impilo inzima shuwa, sithole nzima nebantwana ezikolo i-school fees asabhaleki. Akunzima, kunzima baba.
Kodwa moyo, uhulumende yena uthi hayi akafuni ukuthi abantu bayotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi they don't want ukuthi kube lobudlwangudlwangu, abantu babhaxabulwe ngamaphoyisa, abantu baze bayenze i-violence, ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni. So bona bathi they've looked at the past protests. Sibone ngomnyaka odlule ngempela lapho kwakule protest yahlanganiswa inhlanganiso ye-ZCTU, there was a lot of violence. So yena uhulumende uthi asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo elizweni, asifuni ukuthi kube le violence.
Yeah, nathi iqiniso likhona umsindo asiwuthabeli kwona vele umsindo kawukho muhle. Kodwa ana iqiniso likhona lokuthi kathesi akula muntu obe ezokuthi uzayenza umsindo. Ibe kuthiwa yi peaceful demonstration ngoba sonke lesizinikele ukuthi kumele ukuthi nathi siyekhuluma. Sonke ukuthi nathi besizwe nathi ukuthi hayi siyacela kumbe nxa befuna sicele sicela ukuthi hayi impilo kayiguquke belibe kwesinye isimo esingcono nxa besithi bona bona bayenelisa ukuthi bekuguqule lokho kodwa sokungathi sokuyikulokho kuthunyayelwa okungacaciyo ukuthi sibe sonke silindile njengakuthi abanye akathesi baningi amakhehla asazala esezwe ashona kulokho kuthi uJesu uyabuya lawo sonke besilokho silinde lokho kuthi akuyalunga kuyalunga apho ukulunga kwakhona baba akusabe sesifile phela
umbuzo wami wokugcina moyo bese siqhubekela phambili lo hlelo ubona ngani abe-MDC kumele baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lolo kuyotshengisela
mina baba ngombono wami ngabe kuthiwa ihulumeni ibivuma ukuthi athi abantu be-MDC bekhulume ngelizwi lokuthi labo bakhala mina bengisisa ukuthi ngabe baqhubekela phambili bebeka nabo izikhalazo zabo kuze phela kulungisiswe lapho kuyabe kumoshakale khona pho nxa kungafuneki ukuthi kona kulungisiswe lapho kumoshakala khona okuthi livele bona ngokuyala kwabo khabafuni nakho kuzwa ukuthi kulungisiswe okuthi bona bayakholisa ngale mpilo abantu abayiyo yona lokhu kuhlengisa khona lokhu ukuthi hhayi bona bayakholisa njalo xa usuhlezi kuhle phela baba okubi komunye ngeke ukubone wena nxa uvele uzidalele kuhle kwakho uyabe umhleka kuphela so bona bayahleka so kathesa sikuthi bayaliswa yikuyini bayaliswe nje ukuthi khona bahleka kuhle ukuthi ha sibakhawulisile sibakhawulisile kodwa aba isono sona lesi
hayi siyakuzwa moyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bhuti
eyi ngithokoze kakhulu ntokozeka ngicela libe lingifonela njalo njalo nje ngiyahalela ukungena enhleleni nje ezithile nami ngiyahalela kakhulu ngiyangazama ngakhonsistansiayithuba edlulileyo ukuba ngucouncilor under MDC alliance
don't worry mnumzana next week sizakudinga njalo angithi
hayi ngiyabonga baba
right muri ezimbabwe mabvakunzwa kuna vamoyo umo chizvarwa chekuzimbabwe nayo ari kupopota semaondoro ava rutendo vambopindawo muchirongwa vachiti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe munyika. But let me go back to Tobekile because Moyo brought up a lot of very important points that I think are super important that we need her to address. Tobekile, are you still on the line?
I'm there.
Right. Now, you started off something. You talked about PASA. It seems as though the implementation, well, the law itself, the way that the police used it, a lot of people feel as though yes, it was used with the argument of defending people's rights, but other people are turning around and looking at it and saying, what about my constitutional right to go protest peacefully? So which law trumps which?
Okay, I'll explain it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first founding values of Zimbabwe, which is in the constitution, states that one of the key principles is that the constitution itself is supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So supremacy of the constitution, saka mtemo mkuru watinofanga kutedzera, the constitution. Section 44 of the constitution is clear kuti state nemunhu wese any agent of the state anofanga kurespecta nekuremekedza nekuprotect nekupromote constitution. Saka tinoona isusu kuti ma limitations anoya nepost. PASA inotora limit kodzero yevanhu yekuprotest yoti vanhu kana vachida kodzero iyoyo ngava apply ngava wane vachikumbira mvumo yekudaro zviri zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vacho vari kukumbirwa futi voita ivo mapurisa ende tikatarisa I'll just give you a brief background August 1 incidents zema incidents akaitika vanhu vakakuvara pakazouya Motlanthe Commission totarisa even January 14 to 5 February pakaita mamwe maprotest ambotaurwa some one of the speakers tinoona kuti pakaita injuries akawanda kune vanhu pakafa vanhu zviri zvinhu zvakakonzerwa nema security agents so you find that At the end of the day, kana vanhu vachinokumbira kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuprotesta kumapurisa, mari iyovhe futi mapurisa acho ari kunzi ndiwo ari kukuwadza vanhu. Zvinonetsa manje kuti vanhu vachazopiwa here mvumo yekuti vaite chii, vaite exercise marights avo. Todzoka isusu muconstitution, constitution inopa vanhu kodzero yekuti sei yekuprotesta peacefully. Saka vanhu vokumbira here kodzero yavakapiwa neconstitution? Kana vakumbira futi vonyimwa. Zviri zvinotishungurudza seorganization, zviri zvinoshungurudza zve zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
So Tobekile, explain something to me. I understand that POSA was declared unconstitutional sometime last year. How is it that the police then can go ahead and use it legally?
Well, the POSA was not entirely like declared could be either unconstitutional. Pane section yakanongwa ikanzi atikona kuti a blanket ban yekubana maprotest
ese. Okay.
That kind of thing. But nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ndoo mutemo uchiripo, uripo uri kurarama, hauna kuripiliwa, wakazvimirira, uripo uri kushandawo, saka ndoo uri kurilaiwa nawo nemasecurity nemapurisa kuti kumeka sure kuti vari kumaintain now peace and order muZimbabwe. And at the same time ndoo mutemo zvekare wavari kushandisa zvekare kulimita even kodzero dzevanhu dzekuita maprotest. So pane nyaya iripo zvakare irimo muconstitution yekuti pane nyaya inofanirwa kuitwa iri inonzi balancing, yekuti balance marights. Because mapurisa anenge achitiwo isusu tiri kuchengetedza vasiri kudawo kuti associate nechi neprotest. But mapurisa anofanirwa kuchengetedzawo zvekare even ivo vanhu vacho vari kuitawo chi maprotest.
Now, it seems as though POSA right now is currently, like you said, going through amending, and it's coming back as MOPA. As a human rights organization, how are you embracing this?
Well, isusu monere ndiye kuti MOPA yachonayo iri kuuyawo, but tiri kungoenderera mberi nezvinhu zvimwe chete izvozvo zviri kuunza. Ma restrictions are a bit repressive pakodzero dzevanhu, because ma provisions achina haasi kunyanyochinja zviri radical. Zviri kuramba zvingoripo zvinhu zvekuti kana vanhu vachida kutema protest ngavatange vakumbira isusoti but ka iye anenge achiti kwanzi aiwa kucha pamwe protest haigoni kuzova peaceful, ndiye anofanirwa kuaplya kuti let we protest that is because that is for ko uya ari kuinjoya yake kodzero yake iri muconstitution. Anofanirwe ikuti achienda pamberi achinokumbira kodzero yake, zvakafanana nekodzero yekufema chaiyo. Ukaenda uchinokumbira ndiri kukumbirawo kufema hazviiti. Aiwa nyaya yacho ndopane concern yedu yekuti tinoda kuti kana tichiva nemutemo uchauya ngauyewo uchitarisawo kuti pave nebalancing effect yekuti peace yedu tinoida nekuti tinoda kuti muve nerinyararo munyika, ichokwadi. Uyezve tinodawo kuti vanhu vanakirwewo nekuinjoya kodzero dzavo dziri imo muconstitution. Yatiri kuti isusu ndo iri supreme, yatiri kuti isusu ndo yakakosha, ndiyo mutemo mukuru wemuZimbabwe.
Alright, regai ndikubatei muromo sisi, nditore muteereri, and then I'll come back to you, Andes. Right, ngiyezwa kuti ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, ndirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwe kuti ndiani aripo parinare. Kola muteereri, usungenele kuhlelo, mapinda muchirongwa chedu chive chidiki. Ngubani ukone cimwe?
Hello, ndii Shepard.
Shepard, unyani puti?
Sikhona, kunjaniba?
Hayi, sikhona, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyathokoza kakhulu, ninjaniba?
Hayi, ngiphilile. Nani utabo? Angizwanga baba.
Ngithi ninjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, thina siphilile. Ngilethemba lokuthi la uphilile.
Hayi, ngiphilekaka.
Usungenele kuhlelo baba, awungitshela umbono wakho.
Inkinga yilolo ludubo lolo olwasekhaya lolo soluhluphile lelo.
Qhubeka Shepard,
singakubikela kubani kakhulu. Ngoba yabona mina ngimbuzo yokuthi uhulumende wangeniswa ngabantu. Yena mayethi wangena anti ukuthi wangeniswa ngabantu. Why ezomisha abantu amalungelo wawo? Ngoba yena umuntu ma wathandwa ngabantu, wafoka ngabantu. And then abantu makunenkinga sebehlangane nazo sebefuna ukuthi bamkhumbe ukuthi hhayi thina sinenkinga lapha nalapha, yena esesebenzisa usazo olubuhlungu kangaka.
kodwa Shepherd yena uhulumeni uthi hayi asifuni ukuthi nina abantu abazabetshengisela liyenze ubudlwangudla kube le violence njalo asifuni ukuthi abanye amalungelo abanye abantu aphule
but yabona ukuthi into ekhona kathesi sokungudlwangudlwangu but sikhipha umongameli lo owathukileyo manje lo kwabe kwaba nodlwangudlwangu amapolisa ayikhona amasosha ayikhona and then abantu bamenyezela ukuthi bafuna ukwenza a peaceful demonstration like what they did ngesikhathi leso bekhipha lo mongameli ophumileyo so inkinga ibikuphi amapolisa akhona abe khona ayibona laba abafuna ukwenza udlwangudlwangu yiwa banjani ababophayo unlike ukuthi bona base bavimbe bathi akukho into enjalo bona bake babona yini kukhona abantu bake bayenza umsindo li before uhlelo lwakhona lungakaqali lolele demonstration
hayi siyakuzwa
bona sebegijimele phambi kwabantu ani ukuthi abantu bazenze udlwangudlwangu hayi abantu bafuna ukuthengisela ngoba bane 1, 2, 3 into ezibahluphayo ani bona nabo baqale babona ukuthi abantu bahetha njani ani and then aniba ngumsebenzi wompolisa ngokuzwa ngokugcina ukuthula but inkinga esiyibonileyo thina amapolisa yiwo aqini eseshana nabantu eqetha abantu idorobha sala lingesena muntu so which means ngubani ophule amalungelo abantu osenza udlame ngubani osenza udlame andiyo opolisa osenza udlame ngabantu
hayi siyakuzwa but Shepherd isikhathi yiso sisileyo ngumangwayi kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo come back same time same place next week angithi but
hayi
ngiyabonga ngoku. Right, muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna Shepherd muomterera rupi namchirongo ari kubata nyaya iyoyo ye ma human rights munyika. Pachirongo pari zvino tina muzvare Thobekile Mathimbe. She is part of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. What does Zimbabwe muhle? This notion what happened over the Ngolwesihlanu eHarare, njalo what happened yesterday eGobulawayo has created a reaction from the international community. We've seen our organizations such as the United Nations earlier on, you saw them bona labo they touched on what happened. Sibone amazwe achiyeneyo, America Ambassador Brian Nichols lie. He also issued a statement, njalo he also met up with a lot of people who are victims of the abductions. So, as we move forward, let us go to an interview that I did with Alex Noyes. He is the political scientist of an organization called the RAND Corporation, Lapawele Meleka, whereby he explains, with the international community, Bona, how are they taking in everything that's happening in Zimbabwe? Let's take a look.
So, Alex, we're here with you today to talk about the situation in Zimbabwe. You were recently in Zimbabwe. And over the past couple of days, a lot of things have happened. We saw the MDC trying to move to lead a protest in Harare that was blocked. They tried again in Blood, that was blocked. They tried again in Gweru, which is supposed to happen tomorrow. That, too, has been blocked. The protest itself was supposed to be people coming to the streets to express how they feel. What was your reaction when you were in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's great to be back. Always good to be on your show. So I was there for about 2 weeks, back last week, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. So it's bad. I think the biggest surprise, you know, I've been studying Zimbabwe and going to Zimbabwe for over a decade now, and my biggest surprise this time around was just the sheer difficulty in logistics of getting around, getting bread, getting fuel, getting cash. You know, I showed up and I tried to get bond notes. I went to the bank and tried to transfer, change my USD. They had no ATMs working, no cash. The only way I could get it was on the black market. You know, there's been some effort on the economic side to do some of the reforms that they've talked about. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a charade, especially on the political side. You know, I was there last year for the election, and there was always this sense, and ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa even owned this, that it was sort of a foreign policy exercise. The election and these reforms were for international consumption. And so you keep seeing the party line talking about open for business, new dispensation. but how can you have a new dispensation when security forces are on the streets, when you're banning protests using POSA, you know, repressive legislation.
We're also still talking about that. With that idea, according to Assistant Commissioner Ponyasi and the government themselves, Zimbabwe has a history. If you look at the protests that happened last year, if you look at the protests that happened after the elections, they turned out to be violent. So for them, they felt as though implementing and using this was to prevent that violence. because it has the potential of becoming violent.
Yeah, I think it's a convenient excuse. I'm not convinced that these or other protests were actually going to be violent, and that, you know, these arms caches they talked about, I'm sure that's just a pretext to crack down on the opposition and dissent.
When Minister Mthuli Ncube came in to office, he said that all the measures we're putting in are going to pinch before it gets better. As the international community, how are you guys taking this in? Do you feel as though they're actually putting in the right measures, and are they trying enough to ensure that Zimbabweans have a better future?
Yes, it's a great question. It's a great question. I wanted to go in with an open mind and assess conditions on the ground. And I came away without much positivity on that front. I think, you know, when you talk to folks, has anything changed? Average folks in the streets say absolutely not.
Some feel as though what is happening right now is an infringement on their human rights, but government is turning around and saying, whoa, we're trying to protect your human rights because we don't want things to be destroyed. As the international, we've seen the international community come out in arms saying, whoa, we're dead set against the violence that happened in Harare and forward. They've urged government to respect people's human rights. How are you guys taking in, especially the incident that happened on Friday?
Yeah, it's more of the same, right? I mean, you talked about protecting people's lives and property, but I mean, the commission after the post-election violence said, you know, massive disproportionate use of force. Mm-hmm. So sure, maybe some people were burning cars and throwing rocks, but then you have some people come in and shoot people in the back with AK-47s. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more of the same. It's a pretext to crack down. There might be some concerns, but there are better ways to do this. And if you're talking about a new dispensation, a new democracy, you got to open yourself up to these.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Alex Noyes. He is a political scientist for the RAND Corporation. Now, he was here in the studios earlier on. I would have loved to have him live on air, but unfortunately he had other commitments. So I thought, hey, let's see in the interview and give it to Abala Lilwe to let's see how they take it in. What does Zimbabwe Moshe? That's not the full interview. We're going to be uploading the full interviews on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So let me go back to my guest, Uthobekile. Let's wrap up with her and move over to my second guest that's coming in. Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni. Uthobekile, are you still on the line, sis?
Yes, I am.
Right. Now, since we get my pencil in Oshelo, we're coming towards the end of our program. So I want to hear more from you as a human rights lawyer. Now, how do we move forward from here forth to ensure that human rights are respected in the country? We're seeing people all over the world, different organizations all over the world, are all urging government to start respecting human rights in the country.
All right. First of all, I'll just say, yeah, I do. As an organization, you know, we actually commend and are grateful for even the echoing of the same things that we believe in as an organization. You know, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner that put a call on government to actually respect people's right to even demonstrate. Even the U.S. Embassy, we are fully appreciative of such calls, which are towards upholding of human rights in Zimbabwe, as well as we look at upholding even the values that are in our constitution. So going forward, I'll say that we, as an organization, we continue to call even on the government to also put in place those mechanisms that will ensure that even the security agents will uphold human rights, will uphold people's rights even to demonstrate, to assembly. We also comment even with respect to Section 210 of the Constitution, which states that the there should be an act that is going to provide for a mechanism, a complaint mechanism, to allow citizens to even complain against the conduct of security agents. So we continue to call on the government to make sure that that act is actually put in place to come up with that complaint mechanism to allow for investigations of any violations, and to also allow for remedies to human rights violations with respect to state security agents. We also call even on the government to also ratify the Convention Against Torture, so that at least we have, once we ratify it, we domesticate it to our law, and we have, regulations that are going to make sure that they criminalize any act of torture against the civilian population.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sobekile, thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. I look forward to having you back on the program soon.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Tinotenda.
I watch it in the UMI. Nangu Sisi Utobekile Matimbe. Yeah, she's with the organization Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Right, Zuluganda basiqhubekele phambili nohlelo lukhona egudwini sekusele 15 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Let me go to my second guest, umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena ngumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Phuthunyana.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokumamikela linjani balaleli.
Hayi, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayaphila, mina ngiphilile, wena unjani Phuthu?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile ngapha ngaseHarare njengoba ngasila lami ekuchayweni ngama-bathroom stick lapha.
So Nyoni, nantu udaba olukhona egudwini Phuthu. Monday sibone amaphoyisa bebhaxabula abantu bebashaya ngempela kule video eyasekhileta kulomunye ugogo ngempela. Hayi, simbone ugogo eshawa abantu baze bathi ha no man, this is not right. Kodwa bona amaphoyisa njalo uhulumende bathi hayi silitshelile phela Thursday night ngolwesine sathi hayi lingaphumi liyotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi hayi kule prohibition order asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo, kube lo mdlwangudlwangu, kube le violence. So wena njengomunye ongumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni, ukuthathe kanjani lokho?
Ya, into ebuhlungu kakhulu ngase sibona abadala bethu omama labogogo sebechawa njengamapholisa ngendlela ehlukumezayo kangaka nje. Kodwa nje lokhu kusegcekeni njalo kusitshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende lo yena nje ngathiyanga ubuntu bakhe ovele ayewenza umgabi esakhona obokuhlukumiza uZulu njalo lokuchaya uZulu, ngoba isizathu sokuthi bechaye uZulu sibe vele singekho, lesizathu sokuchaya ogogo vele sasingekho nje, kodwa sibabonile nje phambili kwamakhamera bezimisele ukuchaya abantu njalo lokuhlukumiza uZulu.
So Nyoni, tell me something, Numzana. You are one of people that you're an activist in the country. We've seen ukuthi sekule trend la ukuthi when people protest, abantu bayashawa, babhaxabulwa, people are injured, property is broken. So is it still worth it ukuthi abantu baphume ngobuningi babo bachinoratizira migwago?
Yes, it's pretty much worth it because if you look at the numbers that were on the street, there wasn't a lot of people that came out on that particular day. And we flooded the streets like we did in 2017 November. I tell you, and I bet my life and my career as an activist, that the police were not going to be able to contend the march or to beat anyone because the numbers will be overwhelming. Our only challenge and problem is when we have these matches, it's only a few courageous individuals that come out, which then exposes them to the brutal reaction from the system.
Mm-hmm. So now, as we move forward, we've seen uhulumende, he's blocked. I'm a protest here. I'm a protest here. So nina njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu, how do you plan on moving forward ukuze litshengise uZulu ukuthi hayi thina ngempela asithabanga, we're not happy with the situation in the country?
We have two options. Sile ndlela ezimbili esizilandelayo. One is the legal route, and the other one is to say the blocking of these matches is on its own illegal. So we will not adhere to an illegal law that tries to legalize something which is not illegal in the first place. So we will take up this matter at the Supreme Court and even up to the Constitutional Court if need be, and push along those lines, as well as we won't stop getting on the street and demonstrating because the court has ruled. If they want to arrest us, then they will arrest everyone who come on the street.
Mm-hmm. So, but besides that, besides the protest, because if anything, it seems as though there's an effect on the ordinary person in the streets. Ugogo loya had nothing to do with it. Was it go to anguye ngempela wabhaxabulwa? What are the people who are pushing from a protest? Bona abasashawang. So, seeing as though the effect of the protest seems to be hitting the ordinary person the most, how do you then move forward ensuring ukuthi the ordinary person is not affected as much or is not the one taking the biggest heat?
it's a sad thing that Ugogo became a casualty of this fiasco, and I feel very sorry for her. I've even visited her to see how she's doing at the hospital. It's not a good thing, and we don't like such things to happen. But we cannot stop fighting this battle and fighting this war because certain people are going to get hurt or certain individuals are going to get in the crossfires. Every battle has its own problems and advantages and disadvantages, and casualties will always be there. Even if you are at your own home, for example, a very good example is Comrade Tatenda Mumbera, who was actually taken from his own home on his own bed and beaten and had an arm and a leg broken. Well, he wasn't part of the demo. He wasn't anywhere near the demo, but he was beaten at home. So if something like this is happening on a day-to-day basis, well, we can't avoid it.
Zvino vanyo nechimbondiudzaiwo imi muri kurwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika muri kuti aiwa vanhu ngavaendere mberi nechirongwa ichi chekunoratidzira vanhu vazhinji vari kuratidzira nekuti vari kuchema chema kuti munyika hamuna mabasa. Munyika hakuna magetsi, mari haisi kubatika, hakuna mvura, zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kungonetsa munyika. Asi takanzwa minister Mthuli Ncube vachiti haumana zvinhu zvichamboti netsei zvisati zvanaka. Madii kungomira mambopa hurumende mukana kuti vamboshanda zvakanaka. Tionewo kuti zvinhu zvinobudirira.
Vamthuli Ncube zvavanotaura ndio zvainzi navamugabe zviroto zviroto, because havazivi zvavanotaura uyezve havararami upenyu hwatinorarama isu sevana veZimbabwe. Vamthuli Ncube vanongowawata vachingovukura vasina zvavanotaura zvisvino. Kana vachiti tishingirire zvinhu zvichanaka, vari kutaura kuti kusafa kwatiri kuita pari zvino is nothing here, because isusu right now tiri kutosafa as it is. Saka munhu akauya akatiti hanzi shingirirai pakusafa kwamuri kuti anenge achida kuedza kureva kuti kudii, kuti it's actually going to get worse than it already is. We cannot stand or agree to something like that.
Asi iyo hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese, chionai manje maane karensi yenyu.
Matano aya vakabvirira kumataura kubva gore rapera vachiti tiri kutora matano, tiri kutora matano, but hapana chachinja, hapana chaita. Izvezvi tikada kuvabvunza kuti zvii zvavari kutaura, vanongogara kutaura mamega deals nemamiriyoni emari, but hapana chinofamba. 10 million chaiya vakatudza kuti vaiwana mumba Machombo pavakamusunga gore riya, hatitozivi kuti yakaende kuyezvo, kuti mabhokisi emari iyo yakazogumira rini. Saka hurumende inotaura zvimwe asi iyo ichiita zvimwe. Saka nyeta nekuteerera mashoko ehurumende asina chinobatsika kana kuti pundutso paari, nekuti isusu tinoda zvinhu zvinoisa chikafu chingwa patebhuri.
Asi vanyoni ngatimbobatai imwe nyaya, vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vachiti munyika nyaya yehori yanetsa yanetsa yanetsa. Zvino hurumende yakabva mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakabva vaseta up commission vachiti commission sa bata munhu wese ane uhori. Chionai Honorable Priska Mfumira Wasungwa nezuro wanga chitsvaga vaimbove deputy president Pelekezela Mpoko navo vari kuinvestigatwa. Hamungati hurumende iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Vanogomanyira kuda kunosungana naMpoko naMfumira, vagara vataiziva kuti ihove diki vachisiya hove hombe seiko. Ava vekudya mari yemagetsi vadiko vabata ava. Ava vatinoziva vakaita kuti bhanga guru renyika risvike pakugara pasi vari iko vabata. Mau zviri kutaurwa navamunangagwa nezviri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa ndezvekuda kutibata kumeso, kutizora sadza muromo, kutinyepera kuti chinzi tadyawo sadza isitisina kudya. Tinozviziva chese kuti makashayikwa ndege nhatu munhu. Vadi kutanga kubata vana vavo vari pamberi yecorruption, pamwe chete nekuona kuti ivo pachezvavo vari clini remaoko avo, because corruption haisi kutanga pasi. Corruption iri kutanga kumusoro kwavari ivo. Saka how can we set up a commission yaanoziva kuti vanhu vaaisa mucommission iyo vanotori nemaquestion mark? Tikatarisa mukuru wecommission yacho, tinotori nemubvunzo pamusoro pezvake kuti it's not commission yagadzirwa kuti itsvage corruption, asi kuti itu yagadzirwa kuti irwe hondo dzavo dzepolitics.
Right, mvunzo wangu sezvo pasara 5 minutes pachirongwa vanyoni and ndine muteereri akatumirira, saka mvunzo wangu wokupedzisira kwamuri sezvo ndambobvunza nyaya yenyuti vanhu vari kurohwa nemapurisa nemasoja mukoma masoja vari kuti varingorohwa vanhu, Saka imi sewe wanu wanurura kwa 00 mwenyika. Plani yenyu ndeipi yoku tumiendere mberi. Zunzwi tange kugaziri swa mwenyika. Hurumende na yo iwono kutu aa. Zwechokwadu wana wana kufara. Ngatimbo kurukura ne wanu. Titrae kugazirisa. Titrae kuadresa zuchemo zwa wanu mwenyika.
Chaka koshera urumende ii kugazira jatinoti cosmetics zekuti iwone kiri kunyika zirikunze se urumende ya kachia nane urumende ya iwepo. Chaka optics zao zino kuara kana kuzeru zewani zichikorwa chaona kutiko zino Amerika pamojete ni United Nations waburita mashoko wa chitoro poza nyao yekuru wakwewani. Zino wa izo zirugu kuwaza urongo wa urumende ukuti izi naturu zese urumende ya kanaka. Chaka isiso atisiko zo wapa mukana wakuda kunyika nyepedzera kunge vachinja kana kuti vagadziridza unhu hwavo. Chada kuramba tichifumura unhu hwavo nekuratidzira nekuti hatisi kuzodzora tsvimbo nekuti gudo rabata kumeso.
Mhm. Aiwa vanyoni takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Mufaro wangu chaizvo. Tinotenda vateereri.
Right, zvuleka ndapa nangu munomzana uCharles Nyoni, ngumunye olwela ilungelo loluntu vaCharles Nyoni. Umwo anorira kodzero dzavanhu munyika. Asi ndikunzwa kuti ndine muteereri pasara 4 minutes pachirongwa, saka ngatipe muteereri mukana wekutaura. Ndoona kuti muri kuti chii paFacebook tova tapeta chirongwa. Kola kola muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ndiani? Mlaleli ole, hello.
Hallo, ndizokutendai.
Ari parunare apo ndiani?
Sokutanga tindoda kupinda pachiri. Ndoda kuti varuzidzi weZimbabwe uongorore musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House. Musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House kana takautarisa. Musangano wokusunga opposition dzese kuti opposition inetete. Opposition dzese yanobvira kodzero dzavanhu vese. Nevane zvichemo vese munyika yeZimbabwe vari kusungwa ne resolution yakaitwa neSenate House pasangopfuura. Ndakanga ndakateerera zvitaurwa izvo na zvitaurwa izvo navamonzora vachiti Senate House yaresolva kuti kutange kukonvena kana kusungwa. And zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti kana konvena wemusangano kana kusungwa zvinoreva kuti hakusina chadana musangano. Damamende modana musangano zvinoreva kuti munenge mutongo zvatiti kuti vazhinji patasungwa munhu pari kurohwa vanhu pari kusungwa vanhu pari kurohwa vanhu. Saka zvinotirwadza ndezvekuti toramba tiita constitutionalism here, asi iyo hurumende ndiyo iri kufeila kumira paconstitutionalism. Because constitution kana takatarisa hurumende yezano haina kutadza kutevedza constitution kutanga nhasi kana pamabvisiro avakaita mugabe wavo chaiye. Because izanu pamabvisiro ane vakaita nhasi kunani constitutionalism. Then tikabvapo tikatarisa pane zvavari kutiitira matrix zvinoreva kuti constitution havasi kuitevedza. Saka isusu marwuri tinofanira kutinge topinda pana api, nokuti constitution inova ndiyo yafanira kuti gaidha kuti tinzwana nepazvichemo. Iye havasi kuiri kutopita kana takupinda nemairi vanobva vatiita kunge tiri makaupuri.
Saka zvino
ndinonyanya kuti rwadza iko ndirikutaura ndiri kuSouth Africa zvangu ndatenda zvangu mukoma Jonga ndirikutaura ndiri kuSouth Africa.
Haiwa rwadza ndeze mukoma Jonga ari pari chirongwa pari zvino ndi Mike mukoma Jonga ari mu office asi havasiri vari pachiregaro dasi.
All right, thank you very much. Whoever is there, we appreciate you and we entertain. Ndinonyanya kuti rwadza hama yangu ndezvekuti tarisai mazuva mashoma akapfuura vakaita mafast track programs avo akadzinga vachena munyika. Vachena vanonzvanga vakabata maindustry akanga achiwanikwa mabasa navanhu akanga achitapunduso kunyika. Let alone nyaya dzekuti vanhu vanga vakarwa hondo navachena zvikange zvapera. That's why we have got reconciliation program.
Goma Henry
zvakanga zvapera akanga pasara kuvakanyika.
Aiwa Goma nguva ndiyo adyanana mukoma nguva. Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, nguva ndiyo adyanana. Dai next time tokufondirai early kuitira kuti tichi mupinde muve nenguva yakareba. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazi omuhle isikhathi sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chenu chanhasi ndinotenda zvikurusa munhu wese apinda muchirongwa both my guest Charles Nyoni njalo uthobekile vese vapinda vakanyatsokurukura vakabata nyaya. Thank you so much even to Alex Noyes who was with me earlier on. Nyabonga wonke umuntu ongeneleyo kuhlelo anokuoneka nemfaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazi omuhle. Bye bye.